Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, Hugh Douglas's favorite segment of the week, where we try to guess what everyone is talking about Monday, or I guess this could be Tuesday, after a full weekend of the NFL postseason. All right, Hugh Douglas, what do you got for us?
The Carolina Panthers are going to be this year's dark horse team. Going to win the Super Bowl.
You're the worst, dude. You're the worst.
What? What'd I do?
Did I mess it up?
In the spirit of the segment,
I mean,
it was crazy.
And if they win, I guess someone would say it because they'd have beaten the Rams, who are the second favorite to win the Super Bowl.
At that point, they'd probably beaten the best or second best team in the NFC.
Yeah. Well, yeah. On the odds, they would have literally have done that.
Yeah. I'm going with that. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Man, why y'all laughing?
I just
got quiet.
Well, I don't know.
You don't believe it because they creeped into the playoffs.
I don't believe it, but it's a you're guessing someone else's take. I don't have to believe it.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's guessing his take.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Are you rooting for Packers Panthers so we get Eagles Panthers next week? I mean, I that would be great for the Eagles. So I think we all should root for that.
I'm rooting to put some more money in my pocket.
You bet on the Panthers?
Yeah.
With real money?
I got bad news.
Yeah.
American dollars.
Yes.
Oh. On the spread or the money line?
You know what I did last night? I let you talk me out of it. Well, I should have bet last night, but I didn't on that Miami game.
I didn't talk you out of it. Well, I just said I liked Ole Miss +3.5.
And you talked me out of it.
And I was wrong by a half point.
Yeah, and plus I don't like the one leg parlays. I want to hit a couple. I want to get like a 4, 5, 6.
Okay. So guess the take, Hugh Douglas, is the Panthers are the dark horse.
Yes. You said forget all the other stuff you talked about.
I'm just trying to keep us locked in.
We should start guessing Hugh's takes.
What do you mean?
For next week? You know what we should do? I'm going to start doing this. I'm gonna write an envelope down, right? Or like a piece of paper, put it in an envelope.
Oh,
5 days.
I like this.
I'm going to guess Hugh Douglas's take a week in advance every day of the week.
Yeah, because it's probably going to be bad.
I didn't even mean it like that.
I mean, no, because it's like guess the take has been kicking my ass this year.
Why?
I do not know.
Yeah, dude, every day. You have the yips with guess the takes.
No, you know what it is?
It's been an awful year for you in guess the takes.
It's because immediately when I screw it up, Kyle's like, no, that's not the game. It's not how it works.
Do you remember the names Chuck Knobloch or Rick Ankiel? You guys know about that?
Wait, was that the pitcher of the pitchers?
So Rick Ankiel was a pitcher, top prospect, and he just couldn't throw strikes anymore. He would throw the ball to the back, like to the crowd.
Yeah.
He lost it. And Chuck Knobloch was, you know, a borderline Hall of Fame infielder, Hugh, that just stopped being able to throw the ball from second to first base. He threw the ball into the crowd. They had to move him to the outfield. His career basically ended. That's become you would guess the takes. Yeah. You were fine for 2 years.
Yeah, it's got me all flustered.
The yips. All right. Here's my guess the take that someone's going to have on early next week. The Patriots were frauds the whole time. It was right in front of us. They had the easiest schedule in the NFL. And I know it doesn't matter now, but I got to tell you, there's something I've been holding against the Patriots the whole year. They lost week one to the Raiders. I can't get out of my head.
As bad as the Raiders are?
Yeah,
that
like,
is tough.
How am I supposed to take them seriously?
That's a bad look.
I know, and I know it's so long ago.
You can't recover from.
But I can't.
He said something I can't recover from.
You're right. You can't win the Super Bowl and lose to the Raiders in the same season.
I just think it's impossible. So
that's a good point.
I think the Chargers might beat them. I certainly would like the Chargers to keep the game close. All right, so Pats, frauds, they've been the frauds the whole time. We just haven't paid attention. Kyle, what's your guess to take?
Yeah, well, so if we don't already get news about this by the time these takes are flying out there, it's time for the Packers to move on from Matt LaFraud.
Mm.
That's
this guy is an Aaron Rodgers merchant.
Ooh.
And is basically lucky to even have been in the playoffs the last few seasons, gifted 7 seeds year after year. I mean, what are we doing with this guy?
What are we doing?
I mean, they at one point late November, they look like they could be the 1 seed. They fall into the 7.
They always go into a season, and I think they, maybe, I shouldn't say always, but recently they've been hyped up
yeah,
by a lot of people, and they just never meet expectations.
Does he get an excuse this year with Parsons and Tucker Kraft down? It's probably their best player on each side of the ball.
It's a wrap for him
not
this
for me.
Year.
Well, not for you. I
called him Matt LaFraud.
They might fire him. They might fire him if they lose to the Bears on Saturday night. All right, so that was a good round of Guess the Takes, led by Hugh.
I think
yours was fine this week. Don't be so down on yourself.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating. Guess the Takes have been a little intimidating for me.
Well, you would know. I would yell at you if you didn't do it.
It almost took me a while to get there, though, this morning. But it's still a little intimidating. Guess the Takes has been a little intimidating.
No one needs to know how much of our meeting is dedicated to Guess the Takes. No one needs to know.
Yeah, I mean, that's not for air.
Yeah, it's just for us. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing on this outstanding Friday?
Awesome. Bruce, what's up, buddy? You ready?
Man, I'm ready, man. Look. Let me tell you something. Joe, I just appreciate you doing that. You did an entire take on Tank Bigsby.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, you know, he wanted to get the question out of me. I said, I'm confident with a caveat.
Okay.
You satisfied my freaking caveat. Okay. Look, let me tell you something. I definitely believe they're going to win, but here's my. I still want to see if the offense can have a coherent game plan for the entire game. That's what I'm looking for. And one of the keys to that is Tank Bigsby. If they come with this 1-2, give them 8 to 10 touches, there's no doubt about it. They can run an outstanding offense from end to end. It doesn't matter what the O-line is. Tank has proven, even with the deficient O-line, he is still productive. So if they come with something different like this, or throw the fullback in there, they have a really good running game. We're gonna blow these guys out the water.
Now we're talking, Bruce. That sounds confident. Blow them out of the water. So, how many points are we scoring, Bruce? 24, 27?
So, look, I'm gonna tell you, if they stick to my game plan,
right.
Hey, look, they scoring 31.
31. Listen to him, Hugh. 31.
Is this the Bruce 5-point system?
Yeah, that's crazy.
6-7.
Yeah, and look, I got my 5-year-old grandson, the next generation. Eagles fans, he got something to say to y'all.
Oh.
Say go birds.
Go birds.
Oh, he's ready. Yeah, that's awesome, Bruce.
There you go.
Love it.
Yep, there you go. So we're gonna have a good weekend, and then we'll be on to the next and see what happens. Looking for evolution on the offensive side of the ball, man. We can do this.
No question, Bruce.
Matter of fact, I'll say one more thing.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go with this, right? If we go up to Chicago and we win that game, man, we go in the Super Bowl.
We're talking, Bruce. Go Birds.
You heard him.
Bruce. Oh, I love it, man. Appreciate it.
That's how it's done.
That's the next generation. Bruce, we appreciate
next
you calling in
Eagle
and your
fan.
Grandson.
Yeah, that's kind of
dropping the Go Birds. He said it was five?
Yeah.
That took some courage to get. I mean, now he may have not known he was on the radio, but he got on there. He said it clearly.
Did he say that was his grandson?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, right? I heard grandson.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard grandson.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you just dated him.
No, maybe, I'm pretty sure he said it was his grandson. I think I've heard him talk about his grandkids
before.
Okay. All right, Neil is in the Northeast. Hey, Neil.
Hey. Oh, I'm you. Well,
you have more personalities than Sybil, so I guess are you Mr. Positivity and Show Me the Money too today?
Kind of, yeah, I feel
Neil,
that.
First of all, you have to come with somebody that people actually remember. I remember Sybil, yeah, but most people don't know who Sybil is, so you have to give. She was one of the first people diagnosed with multiple personality disorder.
Okay, well, yeah. That does apply.
Yeah, and Sally Field was in the movie too. So
what were you saying again, Neil?
Field hasn't come up on the show recently.
No,
I don't know who that is.
You know who Sally Field is?
She was in Burt Reynolds' love interest for a while.
You know who Sally Field is? I mean, you do. I mean, you've seen.
She had body when she was younger. Like,
I mean, I'll look her up. I can recognize her, but I don't.
You're right, Hugh. Young Sally Field.
Well, she was fine.
Knockout. Yeah,
young Sally Field was fine.
79 now. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, well, if you remember Norma Rae and even Sister Bertrill and the Flying Nun, so she was in a lot of.
So
know,
Neil, what do you mean? I'm being bipolar. How am I being bipolar, Neil?
No, I didn't say that.
I mean, but you said okay. Well, Sybil is bipolar, right?
No,
or multiple,
I said multiple
personality. I'm sorry, multiple. So what are my personalities?
So I said, positive that you're going to see the Eagles win, and I'm positive that the Eagles will win by more
guarantee
than a touchdown against San Francisco.
Guarantee,
and
Neil.
Also Show Me the Money with, Arthur Blank in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, listen, I am trying to improve my financial portfolio every chance I get.
And that's why you're betting on the Panthers, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm betting on the Panthers.
Yeah, and I like just it because I think, they'll let Jalen run the ball, like he should. Finally let him run the ball.
Yep.
Give it to Bigsby. Give it to Barkley. Have them both, Barkley go over 100 yards and Bigsby maybe 75. And, San Francisco's defense, with Solomon or not, is banged up. No Warner, no Bosa. So the Eagles could be able to score at least 21. And like you said, Vic Fangio and the defense are going to carry them.
Neil, when you were talking about the run game, I was thinking run them out of the building. 100 for Saquon, 75 for Tank. Let's throw 40 in for Jalen. Run them out of the building, Neil.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted, because even Jalen in his press conference, he said, that Petullo didn't really want him like that, but now it's either win or go home,
right,
or win or play golf. So now is the time to get Jalen, with the RPOs, run the ball, and, he had 15 touchdowns last year running. So let's do it in the playoffs.
Let's do it, Neil. Appreciate the phone call. Neil brought it today. Neil, you could feel the Football Friday energy from Neil.
Yeah, he had a lot of energy.
Let's go to Drexel Hill Jake.
He cooked you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I think Jake might as well. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Jake? What are you thinking?
Oh, man, I was riding high in the beginning with Kyle one up and with the guarantee. I was feeling good. But
yep.
Coach Hugh, I mean, it is a little bit of mixed messaging.
How is it? Wait a minute, Jake.
I mean, I agree.
How is it mixed messaging, though?
It's just...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's almost just a, it's very black and white. It's very simple. It's just mixed messaging.
Could you explain it to me?
You're expecting the point total to be so low, but then at the same time, you're guaranteeing a victory.
Okay, let's workshop this, shall we, Jake? What bothers you is the fact that I said the point total was low, correct?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
In conjunction with the guarantee, it doesn't work. Jake, I'm not trying to be serious, but I'm trying to understand where am I being mixed messages?
Don't back down, Jake.
All right, I won't.
You know, it's just when crazy. I think guaranteed victory, the other side of my brain doesn't think 21 points.
Right.
That's Jake's exactly right.
But Jake, this is the thing, Jake. And this is why we have to workshop these things. This would you agree right now, when the playoffs is a different season, but during the regular season, did you feel in your spirit that the Eagles offense underachieved for the most part?
Yes.
Did you feel that this Eagles offense left a lot of meat on the bone when it came to scoring points this year?
Yes, I feel like you're about to you're trying to checkmate me here.
No, but I feel uncomfortable because this is the truth, and this is where I live in the reality bubble. Because Jake, the bottom line is this: we as Eagle fans, all season long, we sat out here every Friday, and I've sat here in this chair every Friday, and we talk about what we think the point differential is going to be in the game, and I hear like 31-7 and 28 to. Jake, we haven't eclipsed that in a while. We haven't been close to that in a lot of games this year.
So, Hugh, go ahead.
What you about to say? So
really, by rights, what you're guaranteeing is that our defense is going to slap them across the lips with rings on every finger.
Yes.
Well, you should have said that at 10:05.
Wait a minute, but yeah. I said I guaranteed to win.
No, but you started off with some ladies.
shout out to the lady too.
No more shout outs to the lady. Lady's got more airtime than Jalen Hurts today.
But no, it's not like I'm trying to burst anybody's bubble. And I know you hear it that way. I'm just keeping it real with you.
But that's not guarantees aren't really
reality.
No, it is reality.
Joe and Jake, I'm going to get both of y'all. At the end of the day, isn't the only thing that matters winning a football game?
Yes, yes.
It ain't no matter how you get to it.
Mm-mm. No, we agree with that. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Hugh, one thing, heaven forbid, the Eagles lose. We need a moratorium for at least a week on all the Coach Hugh talk, just out of respect.
Oh, yeah. No, we won't allow him to do that.
Hey, Jake, we ain't going to do that.
No.
Because I don't think if that happens, I don't think we can leave.
What do you mean leave?
I'm saying if I get the head coach's job, I can't take it.
Yeah, I think he just means talking about it.
I'm saying I can't take it. I can't even talk about it.
Yeah, there's a moratorium on a few things next week. Yeah, if it goes bad, right?
I can't say I told you so.
You cannot wear red here in next week.
Yeah, no more the lady.
No more the lady you met on the street today. You can't talk about the Atlanta job, and I don't want to hear a peep about Bryce Huff if he has a sack or two.
I tell you what, man.
Don't want to hear a peep.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Well, I do have to worry.
No, because I know how
we know you. We know you.
I don't want to get my truck egged.
Jake, we appreciate you. You know what? You're right. You won't come out and say it, but you'll say, find it really interesting. You'll do one of those on Monday.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yep.
I won't do any of that, I promise.
You know what? I can see it now.
I won't.
Middle of the game, Bryce Huff gets a huge game-changing sack. The camera pans up to the WIP booth, and Hugh Douglas is
got his
fist in the air.
If that happens, I don't have to do any of that because that lives rent-free in y'all head all day.
No, because you know why? We'll just imagine that that's what happened anyway.
Yeah, we'll just tell everyone.
And we'll act accordingly.
We win this game. There's no doubt in my mind we win this game.
There we go. Better.
But.
So that's not a guarantee.
No, it's a guarantee we win the game.
But there's a but.
You were supposed to stop.
You know what this is almost like? What do they do when when they used to go on their little quest and they used to see the oracle, like in the Greek times?
Okay.
And the oracle would tell them the story and they would say, well, you will finish your quest, but something's going to happen, and they were said in a rhyme. I was watching Percy Jackson this weekend.
How is that?
It's not bad, Joe. Yeah. And what they would do before they went on their quest, before they picked the two people to go on the quest with them, they would go see the Oracle. And the Oracle would tell them how the quest would go, and it would be up to them to interpret how what that actually means. So that's what I did this morning. I was you guys' Oracle. And you didn't like what you wanted to hear. You ain't like it.
That spin is remarkable.
No, but I'm just saying it was the Oracle. It was the Oracle. Because what I did was this. I told you I had a vision.
A dream.
A vision, dream, whatever you want to call it.
Hallucination.
And I told you at some point, I said, we're going to win the game. And what drove y'all down that path y'all down now is when I said, there's going to be some booing.
Yeah.
And y'all got a little bit nervous when I said that. It's going to be some booing.
Hold on.
But we're still going to win.
Checkmate is I guaranteed this win Monday.
You did.
Yeah, I told you how it was going to look. No, I told you how it was going to look.
I got 45 minutes to join you. All right. Can I give you an analogy just quickly on what I think you've done here with this guarantee?
What are you talking about? So,
I'm about 45 minutes away from here for home, right? I'm the one that gets the kids off the bus, right? Okay. They get off the bus like 3:50. I leave here around 2. They know I'm going to be there every day because I leave here at 2. It's only like 45 minutes away. Even if there's a little traffic,
bump in the road,
booze, right? Yeah. I'll make it. Your guarantee is as if, like, I live 45 minutes away. I have an hour, not 2 hours, and there's a lot of traffic. I can't. That's not a guarantee. It's a hope.
No, it's not. No.
I'll probably be there.
No.
But I'm not sure.
No, that's not what it is.
But it is. But
you're going to get
21
there.
21 points.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure.
21 no. points in booze is we're probably going to win, this? But I'm not really confident.
How about this? To help you out. Okay, you got an hour to get there. You're going to get there. But you're going to get there at 3:49.
Yeah, but I have 2 hours to get there. That's why I
know what I'm saying.
I can guarantee
a 3:49 arrival.
No, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. You're going to get there at 3:49, and the kids will be pulling up, and you'll be pulling up at the same time. But the bottom line is you're there.
No, it's not
that sounds like it's in doubt.
It's in major
it's not
doubt.
In doubt. It's 3:49
to 3:50 is major
in
doubt.
It's never in doubt.
You're only 1 minute.
I mean, man, listen. 1 minute, you made it. You still made it before 3:50. Is that am I lying? If it's 3:49,
yeah,
3:49 ain't 3:50.
A win's a win, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
A win.
Now you feel me. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not a guarantee, but it's a win is a win. I get it.
No, it is a guarantee. You're gonna win. It's gonna be by the skin of your teeth, but you're gonna win.
Andy in Westchester, maybe he could settle this debate. What's up, Andy? Andy?
Nice.
What is the standard of this show? Like, what is our standard?
Oh, we have none.
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying.
The standard is the standard. It only rises.
Because we got Andy, Kyle's frustrated. I tried to break it down to y'all. Y'all still don't get it. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I think really what you're asking is, what do I do back here?
Andy, where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, if you yell more, he'll probably.
What are you doing?
I did put him back on hold, so he could be yelling into the void. Lamar in North Philly. Hey, Lamar.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, Lamar?
We're trying to figure it out, Lamar. What are you feeling?
Yes, we go.
Well, I know if we play our style of brand of football, I know I did predict that we would go 11-6 when I called earlier in the year.
You nailed that, Lamar. Nailed it.
Yeah, I did. But if we play our style of brand of football, like getting Dallas Goedert, of course, involved as we did, and all those games that we did have were very productive in him leaking out, I believe we'll be able to drive it home. And I believe we'll be able to take this thing all the way. But we still got to remember, take one game at a time. Take one game at a time.
One at a time. Get this win, and then we move on to next week.
It starts with San Fran.
Always.
Always.
That's right. Because we got to take care of who's in front of us. We're about the next one tomorrow. Even tomorrow, not promise. Today is what's going to
matter. Ain't no easy way out, man.
Now, Lamar, are you guaranteeing a victory?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I give you
us
24-10, man. 24-10.
Now that's a guarantee. He said it with his chest, 14-point win. That's a guarantee, Hugh.
Yeah,
it's going to be is not 21-17 a win?
It's not, that's not a guarantee
that's
score.
That's a win.
It's a guarantee
that's
win.
We don't even cover the number. And then we're getting out by the skin
so
of our
So now we're talking about our bets
no,
and stuff.
No. Yeah, well, yeah.
We're talking about our bets.
I mean, in a sense, yeah. Lamar, good phone call.
That's why you need to start betting on the money line.
No, you don't make as much money.
Yeah, you're right. But I like the money line. That's my wheelhouse.
I know, but also the money line on big underdogs is not a long-term play.
Yeah, it's not a long-term
okay.
play.
Okay, just saying.
Matter of fact, let me go on here.
Yeah, you hop on there. Who do you got in the college game tonight? I know you're going to ask at some inopportune moment. I like Oregon.
You know what, Joe? It's Oregon and
Indiana.
I'm going Indiana. I'm going to take the points with Indiana. Though.
Did you see Mendoza, the quarterback, what he says his pregame meal is?
What is it?
Dino Nuggets.
My son loves those.
I thought that would sing to you.
But it all depends on what brand they are.
I don't
are.
Know if they cut into that.
No, I mean, because like all Dino Nuggets don't taste the same.
Really?
Yeah, anybody that has kids know exactly what I'm talking about. I try to pull a fast one on Harper one
but
day.
But wait,
right?
Do you eat them?
No, I don't. But I try to pull a fast
you
one.
You give him fraud Dino Nuggets?
I Come gave on, him Hugh. A different brand, right?
Oh, no, that's...
And I was, because, you know, I'm dad. And dad, like, oh, this is
and
good
he
as
called you to the carpet.
No, I didn't let him see the box. But I made them. And I'm like, yeah, we got the Dino Nuggets. And he ate one and spit it out.
Yeah, I'll tell
like,
you.
He's like, I'm good.
I was all over that stuff as a kid.
Oh, you knew it?
You couldn't sneak a different brand by me.
Man, my daughter's like that. She knows what she knows.
He was like, I'm good. And I'm like, wait a minute. They're Dino Nuggets. Nah, not these.
Now, you better go out and get the real ones.
Yeah, I had to go get the real ones.
Okay, 215-592-9494. We got a segment to go to talk about the game with you. Your phone calls. Confident, nervous. What's the gut feeling on this football Friday? And I will make a final decision before we hand it over to the afternoon show, whether or not I feel confident enough to guarantee a victory. We know Kyle did. He kind of did. I'm still trying to figure out what he's saying there. And we'll get you some picks, our picks, on the money line. Who wins each NFL playoff game, plus the same game parlay that we probably won't hit, but it's fun to put together anyway. That's next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.